Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 37, Balance of Power. Part 2 of 3.
Come on, man.
Don't rush me. All right, it has to separate. Hand me that little eyedropper.
That's not a lot, man. Is it enough?
The other batches will be ready soon, so just sit down and shut up while I do this. This should be enough to get started. The rest will be done soon.
Where'd you learn to do all this anyway?
Do you guys I shared a tent with?
Wait, what? They were getting high? That's how you know? Is this even safe?
Yeah, well, as much as it can be. At least I have real acetone this time.
So you used it?
No comment. But let's just say it was more fun to make it.
Learn new shit every day.
Okay, that should be it. Come on.
So, what about the other stuff? You know, harder stuff? You didn't...
Would you just get the door already?
Hey, I'm not judging. Just never figured you'd...
All right, that was a long time ago. But you know what? It was a good thing I did it, because otherwise we wouldn't have this. Where's Tanya?
In there talking with CJ. Apparently she didn't put together what was going on. She didn't know.
You didn't tell her yet?
How could I? She's doing it now.
No, there has to be another way.
There isn't. Even if we had the equipment, under the circumstances...
Find a way! Do you have any idea what this means? I'm a sitting duck.
This is ridiculous.
Saul, talk to her! Tell her she can't!
She has to.
No. She doesn't have to do anything.
If you want to live, she does.
Michael, here, give me that. Saul, I'm gonna need you in here with me, okay?
No! You can't!
She either does this, or you're done. There's no other way.
Bullshit! Get this off of me!
No!
Get this off of me!
Grab her! Hold her! You take that tourniquet off and you're done!
No!
You have no other choice! Your leg is dead. It will kill the rest of you if we don't remove it now.
Then why did you use this? Why not something else?
You would have bled out otherwise. I had to.
We're losing time. We've waited long enough. Give me the chloroform.
No. She has to decide.
No. Please, Saul, no. Don't do this.
Look at me. Okay, look at me.
Please, don't. Don't do this. Please, don't do this.
Do you understand that you will die if we don't?
I won't last long either way.
No, fuck that. You will.
The minute something happens and they get close...
We won't let that happen. You're stronger than that.
How?
How much shit you have in place right now? All over. Huh? How many plans? Freaking safe houses? All that. Everywhere. Nobody can do what you can do. As long as you got this, you can still fight. And you know it.
Saul.
Now, are you done pouting? You ready to sit back, shut up, and do this before it gets to the point where we can't fix it? Because we're getting there, fast.
Do it.
It's gonna be okay.
All right. Lean back, okay?
That should last a while, and I have some more being made.
Thank you.
Well, I haven't done anything yet. Just sit back and relax, okay? Here. Breathe in.
All right, you're gonna feel dizzy at first, and that's okay.
Yeah. Is that?
Yeah, that should be enough. Not too much. Space it out.
I'll need you to keep an eye on our heart monitor, okay? This stuff's still dangerous.
It's working.
She's not out?
It doesn't always work like that. Some people stay awake.
Oh, man.
Grab the towel, put it over her eyes, strap her down.
It's okay. I don't feel.
Michael, grab the headsets from my bag, put them on her.
You need any help?
No, just wait outside, okay? We have this handled. Shut the door.
Do we need to keep her around?
You know what? No. Head back to the house with the others, okay? You've been here all day. Have Max walk you home.
Okay.
Saul?
Yeah?
You're staying, right?
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, these are coming over the top, so just let me know if they're not loud enough.
Can you still hear me?
Barely.
Okay.
Surgery lasted 5 hours. We ended around 3 a.m. Tanya nearly collapsed from exhaustion when she was done, but she finished in true form. CJ survived.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The 2 days following the surgery were quiet, almost peaceful. The injured started to heal, and the bodies were removed from inside the colony. There wasn't much done during that time. No single person was in charge, we all were. Everyone self-governed their duties. Cooked the food, watered the crops, whatever needed to get done. No one really talked much. People mostly stayed indoors, slept, and started to get into a routine. My soldiers and I helped take over many of the guardian positions. It wasn't until after a while that I started to make my rounds and check on everyone. I guess I put it off longer than I should have, but I didn't know what to say to her.
We're cruising down this road in 4 hours.
On the way to the checkpoint where Riley was at.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going, and then this one jumps on the back of the Hummer. I swivel around and I try shooting it off with the mounted 50 cal, but it's too close. So I gotta duck down below the hatch with my sidearm.
Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah, I keep shooting it, and the thing just keeps coming.
Hey, Michael.
Oh, hey, boss man. What's going on? You need us for something?
Hey, where you headed? You need a hand?
No. Not really. Just, gonna go check on someone. You guys off duty?
Yeah, that short freckle guy and the old man.
Bert.
Yeah, him. They're on post now.
We were just headed off to Mahler Row to start grabbing stuff they're clearing out of the houses.
Yeah, well, whatever's left.
What, like guns?
None of that stuff. All that went to the colony's armory. This is like, you know, leftover clothes and stuff.
Didn't really have time to pack, you know? This shirt's on like day 3. And for all the shit we did, it might as well be on day 9.
You want in?
Maybe later.
Your loss.
Michael?
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
Good. Good.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Everything's fine.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Everyone else okay?
Yeah. Lizzie's in the back with Saul, and Riley's making lunch in the kitchen. And Kelly's out, but she's fine too.
That's good.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I guess not.
Hey, what's up? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, all right, good. So you don't need me or?
Nope, not really.
Oh, you and her? Gotcha. I'll just...
Michael?
No, nope, stop. Turn around.
But I want to say hello. I was meaning to... Hey! Is that Michael?
No, this way.
But I...
No, now come on.
Push me. I'm pregnant.
You can't use that excuse for everything. Come in here.
Thought I would see you sooner.
Yeah, me too.
No, I get it. You've been busy. It's fine.
I'm here now, aren't I?
Clearly.
I wish things would have gone differently when you left.
Me too.
I tried writing.
I know.
Oh. So you got those?
Yeah, I did. I just couldn't write back, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't know what I expected.
I don't either. I didn't expect to see you again.
Me either. I just wish you would have been able to say that at least. Or something. Anything.
Michael. There was, someone else in Boulder. I was with someone else.
Oh.
I didn't... The letters didn't come until later.
You could have told me that.
How? Or why, even?
Well, I just thought what we had meant something.
I didn't even know what we had. How could I have? You'd never talk about it. And it wasn't even for that long. I mean, I was in Boulder for a lot longer than I even knew you. Look, I am sorry I didn't say anything before. I guess I thought it would make it harder. It wasn't like I was planning on coming back.
Well, you did. And you're here now. Is he here too?
No. He's not.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Me too. Well, now you know.
Maybe I should go.
Look, Michael. I know why you came, and I feel like I have to make something clear.
Oh?
Okay, first, I cannot begin to tell you how grateful I am that you found us. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, and all of us even.
You're welcome.
Please, don't. Whatever we had, I don't know if I even want it anymore.
Oh.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't right now, okay? Bye.
There's a lot of things in my life that brought me pain. Lots of bruises, cuts. Hell, almost damn near had my arm broken off. But nothing hurt me quite as deep as that did.
Come on, that doesn't even fit you right.
Just lost a little weight is all. Getting the treadmill a little too much. I'll throw into it.
You two give it a rest. Size doesn't matter.
Hey now, speak for yourself.
Shirt size, medium large, close enough.
Why not extra large?
The sleeve, like, hangs over your arm. Michael, tell this guy he looks like a goofball. This isn't the 90s, man. I get it. It's the end of days. But have a little class.
Keep me safe. I won't get so burnt in the sun.
You look like a toddler and a fat woman.
Yeah. He needs an extra small.
Taking it anyway.
Michael, you all right? What's up, man? You okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
What? You hurt or something?
No, just... No.
Aw, man. It's the broad. It is. I know that look. Don't worry about it, man. Don't be such a glummy goose. There's a lot of gals here that know what you did. It's gonna be all right.
I don't want... No, I don't know.
Look, I don't know what's going on, but all this, man, what's happened, it's like uncharted territory. People doing all kinds of funny things. I mean, we just got off the death train. Maybe give us some time.
Maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right. You know what else I'm right about? Digging through the mall of shit, being fun. That's right, too. Come on over here. I saw this baseball card collection. You like baseball cards?
No.
Baseball cards? I'm stuck in the 90s?
Baseball cards are timeless, man. And they got other shit, too. All right, it's all gonna be gone if you don't get over here. All right. Come on, attaboy. Hey! You bunch of moochers, save some for the fucking guy that saved all y'all's skin.
Junk. Oh, it's junk. Hey, you think this'll...
Here's another box.
Eh, never mind, it's torn.
Why are they clearing all this out?
Yeah, making room. The Maulers practically stacked everyone else into their houses just to make room for themselves. Bunch of assholes. They trashed a few of them, too. Yep, it's gonna take more than some time and a bucket of paint. And all this junk just got in the way.
If it's trash, do we just chuck it over the wall? Is that how it's done here?
Oh, man, I think this one might have actually been worth something.
Can you put those damn cards down and help me grab the rest of the boxes inside?
Hey, man's gotta have hobbies. Here, slide that one over this way.
Ah, sweet. Season 3 of Buffy. I was looking for this one. Oh, man. It's missing disc 2.
So, Michael, what's next?
God shift starts in 8 hours.
No, here. We just gonna sit around the colony forever or what?
I have a few ideas for the next steps to take, but this place is a mess. There's a lot I have to settle here first.
We'll just see how that goes.
What's that supposed to mean?
You just got here. You don't think you're overstepping a bit, Michael?
What? Like you were doing all that good before, right?
Hell yeah, we were. We fought off the Maulers, took this place back, freed Bert and Lizzie and...
And brought those things right to your doorstep, too. About to get your asses handed to you. Oh yeah, you were doing just great.
Hey, you do, pendejo. Way I hear it, if we didn't get that message out of the sap bone, you'd be a burn mark on the concrete.
Really? Is that what you hear, huh?
And we were left here in the first place!
Hey, you should count your blessings. This was cake compared to what we was going...
Hey, knock it off, you two. None of that matters now.
Hey, what's this?
You really don't get it, do you, Michael?
Is this about leaving you here? We never thought you were alive. Otherwise...
No, no, not that, right? I'm over that. You don't get it. You left the colony in a really bad situation. And yeah, you may have come back and helped in a really tough spot. But people won't forget that you were the reason they were in the mess in the first place.
How?
Disarming this place like you did.
Guys?
You did too.
And the Maulers heard you call. You let them know we were here.
I didn't give any specifics. You can't pin all that on me.
Wait, what happened exactly?
And I didn't say to take all the guns. You did that on your own.
Look, it doesn't matter what I did before.
Guys?
And yeah, people don't really like me around here anymore. But Michael, I'm not the one trying to lead them. They're not gonna listen.
Yeah. We'll have to see about that.
They're a bunch of ingrates if they don't.
Alright, and what if they do? Alright? Say by some miracle, everyone looks past it all. They're gonna wanna know what the next step is. Oh, you keep talking about this. Some big plan. You wanna bring the fight to them. Well, how?
What the fuck is this?
How do you plan on doing that?
I haven't had a lot of time yet to figure out the specifics while I'm trying to keep things safe here. Really, how else do you think-
Jesus, look at his face!
What is it?
Would you please not right now? He needs to-
Get out! Now!
Is that Scratch?
Oh, shit! Give me that!
What is she?
Get, give it to me!
What is it?
Get off Scratch. Me! Oh, sick.
What was that?
Nothing!
Victor, what was that?
You don't want to see it.
She fucking executed him.
Who?
Would you just...
Just what? What happened? What are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything. It wasn't the right time. I was gonna tell you later. After everything calmed.
Who? You better tell me now.
Angel.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies,
Otto Sturk, Constance Parn,
Blair Beihauer, Elisa Elliott,
Shirley Jordan,
Scott Marvin,
Jane Lehosh, Brett Newton, Christian Vieira,
Jay Olegario,
Katie Keene,
Sean Lewin, and Tony Ray. And I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Wayland. Composer Daniel Burkov Hopkins. Series artist Ben Hosack. Zinterns Lauren Kroom, Ray Husky. Voice cutter Brent McLean. Print editor Elisa Elliott. Line producers Grayson Stone and Blair Whalen. Edited by John DiGiacomo and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.